Only gonna be a few minutes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I gotta shut the door. I'm hearing people.
Oh, sure.
Pull it shut all the way.
And make sure we're rolling.
We're rolling. Okay. Ding, ding, ding. It's 88.5 KCSN. It's Mr. Shovel here, the City of Night program. And joining us in the studio is Tao from Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down. And hi. Well, thanks for coming.
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Good. Now, you came in here to the station to do a session for World Cafe, which is a show that airs on this station Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., and that's going to be airing sometime later in the month.
That's prime time. That's nice. Yeah. That's a nice slot.
So while you're here, we just decided to kind of steal a little conversation with you, mm-hmm. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Of course.
I'm making a cut right here because I just mm-hmm. want to catch my brother. So the album, We the Common, which is out as of Tuesday.
Yes. Can't believe it.
This is, I'm sorry, I should tell you, this is airing on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
this coming Saturday, so I'm going to start there. So the album, We the Common, which is out as of Tuesday, is really great. As soon as I saw the title, first of all, I thought, I love that. It's a very kind of inviting title. But when I heard the music, I even heard that more in the entire record. Felt like very uplifting and positive and inclusive.
I'm glad that came across. That was really important to me as I was writing these songs for it, and that this record would be different from previous records, and that it would be looking outward a lot more, and I wanted a sense of optimism and vitality and gratitude to be really present and palpable throughout the record.
I got that from a lot of the songs. I got a sort of an empathetic approach towards our fellow people around us. For instance, the title song, We the Common.
Yes, yeah, and you know, that was... all of that was by virtue of what was happening in my life out of music, which was that I was becoming a lot more part of my community and getting involved in different activist groups and in We the Common for Valerie Bolden. Valerie Bolden is now she's in the California Institute for Women, but I met her doing an advocacy visit in a prison.
What's her story?
Her story, well, you know, her story is hers to tell, so I'll, you know, I don't feel totally comfortable. But what? I will say that the song entirely is inspired and based on this one conversation that we had, the first conversation we ever had, where the setting was incredibly stark. You know, it's in a prison, and it was a really weird, devastating context. You know, and we were having a very lighthearted, connected conversation, and then there would be these moments, very poignant, very matter of fact, where she would talk about her daughters, who she hadn't seen in 12 years, and she believed in God but didn't understand the plan. She said, "I don't want to die in here," you know. And so, these were the elements that were sort of would not rest in my mind after I left.
So this gave you the title for your album and the song.
That's correct.
We the Common. Let's hear that. It's Time to Get Down, Stay Down, We the Commons, 88.5 KCSN, the City of Night program. And then you're playing it, and it's wonderful.
It's okay.
And we'll use that second take if that's what you...
Yes, prefer. Please. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
It's 88.5 KCSN, the City of Night program. Mr. Shovel here with Time to Get Down, Stay Down in the studio, the live version of that from their album of the same name, which is out this past Tuesday. And by the way, you're playing at the Troubadour as well, April 6th, I believe.
Your guess would be right on par with mine. It's April something.
It's in April.
It's definitely in April.
But before that, you have a whole world to cover. You're gonna
be
all over the country, aren't you?
All over. We call it a North American tour, but it's the U.S. and then Toronto and Vancouver. So I like to say North America.
What I've been enjoying about the album, in addition to just the great music, which is really sort of has a unique sound, just very specific to what you all do together, is the approach that you have on it towards. Well, first of all, when I heard the song "The Feeling Kind," and I was listening to that, I'm making an assumption here, and I could be wrong about this, but I immediately thought you must have been involved or somehow affected by the Occupy movement.
I was, that's interesting that you picked that up in "The Feeling Kind," because I wasn't thinking about that in that sense. But the song "City" is probably directly informed by the beginnings of the Occupy movement. That's when I wrote.
That makes perfect sense. So were you involved with that or just kind of watching it?
Just kind of, we were on tour at the time passing through and the beginnings of it, where the energy was so palpable, and definitely in San Francisco, there was a hub of activity in Oakland, and it was just a way, the way people were gathering and collecting was something I hadn't witnessed before. And it was this sense of purpose, and there was not a lot of cynicism. There was this really sweet, pure energy happening. And what happens after is what happens after.
Yeah, it took its own course. But at mm-hmm. the beginning there was this sort of respect for everybody, mm-hmm. no matter where they were coming from. And everybody had a voice, and everybody got to be heard if they wanted to be heard.
Right, right. And it was, movement towards the common good mm-hmm. and for the common good. And "The Feeling Kind" is a tribute to New Orleans.
Ah.
Actually, yeah.
I see. Okay, I understand that. In that song, "The Feeling Kind," we're kind mm-hmm. of jumping back and forth here, but in "The Feeling Kind," there is sort of a recognition of the humanity in individuals. That's what I enjoyed about that song.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks. That was an effort on my part to be more of a part of my life. I think I spent a lot of my 20s on tour and disconnected in one way or another. And so this was a point of reckoning.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to come by into the studio. We were talking about the song "City." So why don't we hear that live here in the studio? What did you want to say about that? We were referring to the Occupy movement, but what else in that song?
The end part, which is really important for me, one of my favorite moments on the record is it's a group of us almost chanting, rest and be strong, wash and be clean, start a new year whenever you need. And I wanted that. I wanted that sentiment. And I think that there's a sense of hope and possibility in that. And it comes from two new years ago. Yeah. It was a New Year's Eve 2 years ago, and I was in Seattle with my friends, and I jumped into the ocean, and it was frigid because it's so cold at that time of year in the ocean, but it needed to happen. It was that sense of renewal and redemption.
Mm-hmm. I feel that for this year as well. We're still fresh into a new year.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And a new album for you, big tour. And so thank you very much for coming by and taking the time. This is Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down with the song "City." It's 88.5 KCSN, City of Night.
And then we're like head banging, and then it's like,
okay. That is the song "City." It's Tao and the Get Down, Stay Down here on 88.5 KCSN, the City of Night program. Thank you very much to all of you for coming by. Thank you, Tao.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it very much. Good luck with the album. It's We the Common, and it's out now. It's 88.5 KCSN. Thanks. Skeleton dry. All they wanted.
villain, a villain, and all they had was me. All they wanted was a villain, so then they just took me. We'll be right back.
whenever you need.